you a few questions about your background. And
Can I tell everybody to vote for Ike Skelton?
Well, if you'd like to do that, that would be fine.
No, I won't, because I've already voted for him, because I won't be here for the
for the primary.
But anyway, yes, proceed.
Let me switch on a recorder.
Sure,
Charlie, you were on the battleship when it was decommissioned. Is that right?
No, I was on there prior to the decommissioning. I was on board in 1991, and it was commissioned later on. But I served on her right before she was decommissioned.
Well, now you're as a person who was on the battleship, one of the last folks to actually serve on the battleship, and now you're going up to Groton next weekend to be there when we commission a new USS Missouri. How do you feel? You got any nostalgic feelings about it? Are you excited about it?
Oh, yes. I retired out of the Navy, and, of course, all my time in service was on surface ships. So this is my first real acquaintance with a submarine. So I'm very excited that this is the fifth Navy vessel named after our great state of Missouri. So looking forward to the commissioning, and it was just an honor to serve on the battleship Missouri. I tell you, I've served on 14 different ships, and the Missouri was the best duty I had in my 20 years.
Why was it the best duty?
I guess because it was a battleship and it was named the USS Missouri, and I walked the same decks for Bull Halsey, Harry Truman, Doug MacArthur, and a lot of our World War II heroes walked those decks, and I had the opportunity to do the same. So it just means a lot to be a battleship sailor.
Now, that thing's a museum now. Does that make you feel kind of old that it's a museum and you're still kicking around?
Well, yes, I'm 62, and I feel it some every day. But then whenever they took the Missouri to Pearl Harbor to be a floating museum there, I thought that was really great. But as time goes by, events happen, and you look back and you wonder, where did the time go? So I'm just so honored and so pleased that I had the opportunity that God opened the door for me there, and I got to serve on that battleship, and I thank him every day for what he's done for me.
How long are you on the Missouri?
It was 1991.
Okay, just for the full year there?
Yeah, it wasn't quite a year.
Yeah, and what was your role? What did you do?
I was a ship serviceman. Ship serviceman is in the supply unit. We run the ship store, the laundry, the soda fountain, tobacco shop, and things like that. It's our motto is service to the fleet.
And your rank was?
I was a first-class petty officer.
Okay. Well, would you serve on the submarine Missouri if you could?
If they put a window in it, I would. So I could see out.
You wouldn't have any trouble being enclosed in that thing for months at a time under the water, though.
Well, I would be honored to do it. It might be a little different, but it would be a great honor and a privilege. I would make the best of it, and I would make it work fine.
The fact is, these days, battleships just don't have a place in the modern Navy, and I guess the submarines certainly do, so it's appropriate that this be called the Missouri, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The battleships had a lot of firepower by their massive guns, but the submarine has a lot more firepower, and you never see them. They're the silent service of our fleet, and they do an awesome job. So it's nice that a submarine is being named after our great state, and the last ship that we had named the Missouri was a battleship. So I think that is very, very appropriate, and I'm very thankful for all the folks back in Washington that made this happen. Of course, Ike Skelton plays a big role in our military, and I applaud him for what he's done, but we're so proud to have another ship named USS Missouri.
And what will be your role at the commissioning?
I'll just probably be a spectator. We have a small role Friday night. This is a pre-commissioning program sponsored by the commissioning committee, and Rear Admiral Stanton Thompson and I are going to play a small role in that service Friday night.
It's important that the people of the state of Missouri, and I've been talking to folks with the commissioning committee of which you're a part, But it's important that the people of Missouri make this new submarine as much Missouri as possible by various things that you are putting in there to decorate it, or various things you're doing for the crew. Is that correct?
That's correct. Whenever the crew looks around, the officers look around, they're going to see the state of Missouri everywhere that they look. We want them to feel as comfortable and as home, and even if they were sitting right here in Missouri. One thing that I might add, the one unique thing that's going to happen Friday night, Rear Admiral Thompson, who lives in Higginsville, who is on the committee with me, wants to present to the submarine something that is very unique and unusual and will probably never be on another combatant ship. We are taking a shell that was shot in the South Pacific during World War II, brought back to Slater by a retired Marine Corps captain. We are filling that shell casing with Missouri dirt, and we've had it engraved that it's Slater, Missouri dirt, and we're presenting that to the crew. Basically, what it is, soil is the basis of agriculture here in Missouri, as it is in many states, but we want the roots to run deep for that crew for Missouri. So we're going to present them a vintage shell casing. It's a 37-millimeter shell casing filled with Slater, Missouri dirt. No other vessel will have dirt from their home state. So we're very tickled. It's in a brass casing. It's going to be very unique.
Is this a shell that was fired by the Missouri?
No, sir. This was fired by the Marines in the South Pacific somewhere. There was a fella here in Slater. He's passed away now. That is was a retired Marine Corps captain, and he had these shells casings brought back. He had the Seabees make lamps out of them, and I acquired them. Him and I were good friends, and so we're using one of those shell casings for this presentation.
Did the Missouri, the battleship Missouri, have 37 millimeter guns on it? Were these machine guns or anything?
No,
like that?
This is okay. Probably a small, larger. My understanding, these shells were used for anti-tank guns. Of course, the Missouri had 16-inch guns and 5-inch gun mounts and many other smaller gun mounts on her, but I don't think she had a 37-millimeter, to my knowledge. Not when I was on her, anyway.
Yeah. The reason I ask, I know they have various kinds of machine guns that were on the varying calibers on the original Missouri.
Yes, they did.
On the battleship, I didn't know whether they would be a 37-millimeter or not.
That I don't know. Because by the time I got there, after she had been recommissioned, she was outfitted. They had taken a lot of the old guns off. Of course, they still had the 3 16-inch gun mounts left on the Missouri, plus 2 5-inch gun mounts. And then they had other armament on there that was a lot more sophisticated than they used in World War II and Korea.
Yeah, that was by then they had the cruise missiles on there.
Yes, they did. Yeah. And they fired those during Desert Storm. The Missouri played a very active role in that. In fact, that was one of her last big tours of duty was off the shores of Iraq.
Were you on the board at that time?
No, sir. I got there, was stationed there right after they came back to Long Beach from overseas.
Were you ever there when they fired those 16-inch guns?
No, I was not, but I have seen pictures of them, and I tell you what, it shoots a shell the weight of a Volkswagen car, and it can go for 20 miles with pinpoint accuracy. That shell is, I don't know the size of it, but I do know it takes 660 pounds of powder to fire one projectile.
And the missiles we have aboard the submarine Missouri pack more of a punch than all of those shells from the battleship,
they do.
Don't they?
Yes, they do. They used to name submarines after fish, but after they have retired all of the battleships because of the submarines' firepower being pretty equivalent, or more so, to the battleships. They started naming submarines after states like they did battleships because of the firepower.
Do you know any of the other former crew people who were on the Missouri that are going to be going to Groton?
Yes, sir. There's one gentleman from Warsaw, Missouri. Mm-hmm. He was on the battleship in 1949, and his name is Harry Weiss. Mm-hmm. And he served on the Missouri in 1949.
Do you have, by any chance, a telephone number or anything for him?
Yes, sir. It's 660-438.
Okay.
2315.
Okay. Now, Sam mentioned he thought there was a fellow who was coming out to the commissioning who was one of the original plank holders on the Missouri.
Well, I understand that there are several of those gentlemen in Missouri, but Harry is the only other crew member that I know.
Okay. Okay. And he also, I thought he also said something to me about one of the guys that's coming out, and maybe not in Missouri, was on board when the surrender took place. Maybe you have to get back to him on that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I know we had one gentleman here in Slater. He has since passed away. He was in the Marine Corps, and he was on board the Missouri whenever they signed the peace treaty.
Yeah,
it's just a awesome event, and it just I'm just very excited and very honored to be on the committee with a lot of fine individuals, and it's been a labor of love. This project started over a year and a half ago. Didn't think it would ever get here, and heck, here it is. It's happening now.
Did you go out for the christening?
No, sir, I did not. I didn't get to make that, but I'm sure going to be there for the commissioning.
Well, I was there for the christening.
It was cold, wasn't it?
It was cold and drizzly. And it's Connecticut, and it's December.
Well,
not a pleasant. But in some ways, it wasn't a pleasant day. But in other days, in other ways, it was a very memorable day. It was
an
event.
I was stationed in Newport, Rhode Island, when I first joined the Navy, and so I'm looking forward to going back. We're staying in Providence, so I'm looking forward to going back to back there. And I've never been to Groton, and I've never been to Connecticut, so this is going to be a first time for me. But anywhere there's a Navy base, it's got to be good.
Well, you know, the Mystic Hotel, where a lot of the people are going to be staying, is not too far from Mystic Seaport, which is kind of a national, park or a historic site. There's an old whaling site and has a
yes.
lot of really neat Navy stuff there. Not Navy, but naval stuff there.
Yes. Back east is just full of history.
Oh, man, it is. It is.
It really is. So, well, I'm glad you got to go out to the commissioning. Are you going for the commissioning?
No, I'm not going to be able to do that, but that's one reason I wanted to talk to you before you got jumped on an airplane and headed east. Because
Well, we're taking a bus mm-hmm. To Rhode Island, and
yeah.
We leave Wednesday and come back the next Wednesday. And Harry Weiss, he's going to go with us. How I got associated with Harry, the committee is selling caps and coins.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, there's a lady that works at there's a hatchery right outside of Warsaw, and he works there as a volunteer. And there's a lady there that brought the Marshall paper back, because they had an article about me selling the hats and being on the committee. Well, she took the paper to Harry, knowing that he was in the Navy, and so our relationship has really worked out so nice. The lady called me, and so I went down and met Harry, and it's just been really something. He's 80. I think.
Hmm.
And but he is full of knowledge.
Yeah.
He's full of knowledge. And just if he's a little timid, saying nothing about it, tell him that you talk to me and that whatever he can tell you, go ahead and do it.
All righty. I'll be glad to do that.
He can give you a lot more history than I. He's just a super fella. And since we met, I asked him if he would like to go to the commissioning, and so I got that arranged where him and his friend are going with my wife and I. So anyway, it's going to be a very awesome and a very just a unique time and because in my lifetime that this something like this will never happen again.
Yeah, we only do this every 65 years or so.
Well, I told Sam, I said, if we can stick around for another 65, because we know how to do this now.
Yeah.
For the committee. So, and I tell you what, and it's been so nice being on the committee. I've met a lot of interesting people throughout the whole state of Missouri. And one of the best things about any project that you're in is the friends that you make when you're working on a project like this. It's just very, very, very neat. My motto in life is a stranger is a friend I haven't met yet. And I live by that every day, and I tell you what, without friends, we are nothing.
That's right. And this project, you've had a chance to meet a lot of those friends.
Oh, I sure have. And I tell you what, it's just been a really great labor of love, and it's looking forward to every minute of it. It seems like it's taken a lifetime to get here, but it's going to be over with so quick.
Yeah. But, well, have a great time there, Charlie.
Well, listen, I do thank you for everything, and I listened because aren't you all on KMMO? You're on the.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
I thought because
yeah,
yeah. I listen to Marshall all the time.
Yep.
So anyway, that's sorry you can't go, but I'm glad you got to go for the christening. Sorry you had to freeze.
Yeah, well, it was all right.
It was worth it. It's
yes.
over with now, so you're warmed up.
Yeah, I am indeed. Have a great time, Charlie.
Well,
thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling. God bless you. Take
Bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye.